Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and in his new play, La Ruta, Ed Cardona Jr. invites the audience to ride along with three immigrants crossing the Rio Grande into America in the back of a shipping truck. And to really simulate the experience, the show is actually staged inside a 48-foot cargo trailer where the characters share their stories of sacrifice and hope for the future. Listen.
What are we hauling?
Dreamers.
Why can't you say it?
What?
People. We're hauling people, like cargo, and that is what they are, a commodity.
And if you didn't hear it clearly at the beginning, what are we hauling? Dreamers. Why can't you say it? What? People. We're hauling people, like cargo, and that is what they are, a commodity. Playwright Ed Cardona of La Ruta, the play, joins us now. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you.
So where's this stage truck parked right now?
Right now it's parked next to the Cathedral St. John the Divine. It's parked right on the property.
And you've got shows coming up right there?
Yep. We actually have been there for a week and a half. We have another – we run in that site through Sunday, and then we move to Queens right after that.
It makes it easier to take your show on the road if you're already in a truck, huh?
Absolutely. Bring it to the people.
Where in Queens?
Queens, we're Flushing.
Did you choose to stage the play like this to make the audience identify with the immigrants?
Yeah, absolutely. My hope was to kind of introduce the audience alongside, the characters in the play to give them a sense of what this world would be like.
Let's listen to another clip. In this excerpt, the Mexican-American coyote, Raula, who is helping smuggle the immigrants, suggests selling one of her charges into the sex trade. And this sparks an argument with the truck driver, Albert.
What's the difference? Drug trafficking, sex trafficking, smuggling dreamers across the border? All the same.
There's a difference, Raul.
What?
We provide a service. Assistance, helping them get somewhere.
For a lofty price?
Yeah, sure, but we ain't exploiting them.
What? Those get exploited the minute they hit the ground.
They choose to come. That girl ain't choosing to be a sex slave.
It's all product, Albert.
It's different.
Excerpt from La Ruta. And as we hear in that clip, you get into some thorny moral gray areas in the play.
Yeah.
Do you want the audience to sympathize with Irma and Mabel and Francisco, who are the immigrants making the journey, or is it more complicated than that?
I would say yes, but I think it is more complicated than that because in the play with Raul and Albert, who is the truck driver, I try to kind of explore their lives and what brought them to where they're at in regards to smuggling these folks deeper into the country.
And not everyone has sympathy for people sneaking in because they are sneaking in. In your play, do you think the characters' actions are justified? Do you condone illegally crossing the border? And you want people to suspend judgment about that, basically?
Well, I don't condone, breaking the law. But I feel that in regards to this segment of society, of our society, who in my opinion, are a vital part of our society, and that's the undocumented immigrant, my hope was to kind of give them a voice and humanize them in a way, and just to kind of explore the sacrifices and the risks that they're facing, and many times they're easily demonized, in our society.
I noticed that the play is staged by the Working Theater, which has philosophical ties at least to the labor movement. And two of the performance locations are the UFT, Bronx Borough Office, and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 3 headquarters. That's where you'll be in
Yep.
Queens. And conventional wisdom holds that labor groups in the U.S. have reservations about mass immigration because they feel that it's competition for people already here and it drives wages down. So is there any tension, as you see it, between the play's message and where it's being staged?
frankly, I haven't seen any tension. I think in the end, it's about an individual who's willing to work hard for a better life. And, you know, those individuals who are legal or illegal, who are just striving to do that, I think there's honor in that.
Do you think that there is a lot of this trucking that still goes on? Do the setting and the characters of the play portray a common inexperience, a common immigrant experience today? We do hear that net illegal immigration from Mexico since the financial crisis is zero. So is it a dated stereotype, or there's still a lot of people coming in that way and taking those risks, but also some people going back?
Well, there's definitely people still crossing. And though there is less people crossing, there are more deaths recently. And that's because of the more, you know, the security measures that have been put on the southern border, and also
the drug wars in Mexico.
The drug war along the border.
And that's part of the moral ambiguity that you explore. Some of the same people who are smuggling immigrants are smuggling drugs.
Absolutely.
What do you make of the recent efforts at immigration reform in the Senate? Because I'm sure the play was written before this latest push, which looks like it's going to succeed in some way. They do require metrics for sealing the U.S.-Mexico border.
Yeah, what they call triggers.
Does that offend you?
I think there was three major kind of points in regards to that bill. And for me, if I may, was the length of time for the ideal candidate needing to wait. I believe they said it's 10 or so more years. I feel that's too long for somebody who's been in this country working hard, never broke the law. They've been here 15, 12 years. To wait another 10 years, I think that's a little much. This whole tax and to pay back taxes and fines, the folks that are going to be most affected by that or by this bill is going to be the working class and the working poor. And to kind of, you know, straddle them with back taxes and fines, it's kind of kicking them off as towards citizenship in the wrong direction.
So it looks like even if they don't go for citizenship, they'll be able – the vast majority will be able to stay here permanently and work legally.
Yeah.
Much more important than citizenship, those things?
I think – you know, I would say that – you know, I couldn't answer that. I think that would be up to the individual, because I feel that some of these individuals would look towards citizenship and that would be a big deal for them. Others – if the hassles are too much, and they just would rather just continue to work, I can see them just staying along that track.
So, any plans to take the show on the road, so to speak, in this truck beyond New York City? I'll give the upcoming New York City locations again in a second as it travels from borough to borough. But you're doing this in New York. How would it be received in, I don't know, San Antonio, and you're going to do it there?
That's my hope. I would wish that I can we can keep on trucking and keep this show moving. And I think it would be very interesting to see how this show would play in various states.
But you're New York-based.
Yeah, the theater's New York-based. And right now there's no definite plans of touring the show outside of NYC.
You would have to get funding, obviously.
Absolutely.
In order to go further afield.
Yep.
So Ed Cardona is the playwright who wrote La Ruta, and you can see it staged inside a semi-truck parked outside the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. That's 110th in Amsterdam through April 28th. Then it'll be in Queens outside the IBEW Local 3 headquarters from May 1st to 5th. And then from the 8th through 12th of May, you can see it at the Snug Harbor Cultural Center and Botanical Garden on Staten Island. You have the same ticket price in each borough?
Absolutely.
Which is?
$25.
$25. Okay. And you have a website where people can go for more information?
Yep. You can go to www.theworkingtheater.org, and all the information is right there.
The Working Theater for La Ruta. Ed Cardona, Jr., thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC.